Well, congratulations, Owen. I see you're smiling and you have every reason to be.
Ah, Jesus, I keep saying it, it's a relief. That's all I can say about it, because after the heartbreak of last year, you know, similar type of game, and as I said, you know, we went 5 points up at a stage and they rattled in a goal in the point within 2 minutes, and all that's come through my head is this is the same thing as happened as last year, but everybody dug deep for a while and
obviously the lesson learned last year was
defence dug in deep at the end. They really tried hard, you know, and everybody did, the boys filtered back, and then when we needed to get forward, we got forward as well, you know. So
and Matthew kicked a couple of great scores.
That's what I was saying, you know, people are mentioning names, you can't start naming names because you have Matthew kicking scores, Nathan McGinley kicking scores at one end, but then you have James Shovel making an interception, Andrew McLean and all these boys, you know,
And a good performance, Owen McHugh. I think you were fouled for the first two or three scores. We're back to yourself after a difficult 2015.
I had a tough time. I caught the meningitis at the start of the year, and then I had just this niggly groin injury that wouldn't leave me until about 6-7 weeks ago, but just thankfully I am back playing football again.
And I suppose happy that it was a prolonged championship.
Exactly. When the final was first fixed, I was in doubt of playing, you know, so it's just good to be back playing again with the boys, and that's on my last year as well.
Yeah, and obviously looking forward now to claiming a spot in the Donegal squad,
Hopefully, that's what you're always achieving for. It's your dream when you're growing up, you want to get in the Donegal team, but look at today, it's about Kilcare.
Well, Stephen, first of all, congratulations. A great game, a great performance, a great win.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a long year, you could say. When you're playing a 2015 tournament, 2016, it's not easy. We've been patient over the last 8 weeks, you could say, waiting for this final, and we're just glad to top it off with a win.
And I suppose it does make up for last year, because you were so close last year and let it slip at the last few minutes.
I thought there was going to be a repeat of last year there, to be honest, and that last ball was going in there, because we were 3 points up, and all that was in my head was last year, oh no, one time we were going to do this again, let it slip, but luckily we held on.
Well, you laid the foundation in the first half, didn't you, and led, you know, at half time, and
good performance. You always need to be ahead at half time, in my opinion, to give you that extra drive, not to concede scores in the second half, and thankfully you did.
And you came out really determined in the second half. I think you scored 4 points at their one in the third quarter.
That just shows you that we weren't going to lose this competition again after last year. It's just buzzing here at the moment.
And this is probably second under 21, is it?
It's my second, but first as a player, because I was injured the first time we won it in 2013.
Right.
I was out injured that time, so it's even more special for me personally as a player. It's my first one here, so I'm just delighted.
And kicked a couple of good scores as well, so a good individual performance.
Just there, but hitting hope, basically. Thankfully,
Of big performances all over the field, but a great team performance in general.
Great. You couldn't fault anybody there tonight. Aidan McGinley there, Conor Doherty, Andrew McLean there, all underrated players that can be in any county team, under 21, minor,
Well, a lot been talked about this team and building for a senior team, and you're progressing nicely.
We're progressing nicely. After a disappointing senior championship, I suppose you could say, in 2015, this tops it really. But hopefully we'll progress to senior in the future.
And now in the senior county setup as well, so looking forward to claiming a spot there.
It'd be nice. It was nice to get the call up from Rory. But tonight's all about Kilcare, really.